Welcome back to the program. 5:39. As Tom laments that the stock market is closed today, he's very upset, very unhappy about that.
I was just suggesting that the guys that work in the market probably are upset that they have to be closed for President's Day and can't continue to, you know, do what they do.
Yes, and exactly how did you phrase it, my friend? You want to go on the air and say how you phrased it?
All right.
Let's see here. We picked up 4 mil. Now, again, this is the latest printing that I've got as things are progressing over there in Sochi. Up until the printing of this, we picked up 4 medals, 2 silver, 2 bronze. Bodie Miller came up as the oldest alpine skier ever to medal in the Olympics. And we, of course, beat Russia in a hockey shootout. Now, that doesn't count. It was just a...
It was a preliminary game, but it was big. It was huge.
Yeah. And Vladimir Putin, not happy.
The Russians had to go to a shootout the next day as well. Yesterday, they were in a shootout. They won this one.
Yeah. But who'd they play?
They beat Slovakia.
Yeah, the girls' team or something like that. The junior varsity girls' team from our St.
Vladimir Putin's been making the rounds. He was at a number of the events, and he's been visiting all of the different delegations where they live.
Mm-hmm.
He came to the American house the other day and was one of the...
I think he karate kicked a dolphin.
Well, one of the snowboarders for the United States who is gay made a point of hugging Vladimir Putin.
Vladdy! all right, let's see here. Noel Picas Pace took home the silver in women's skeleton. That is an insane sport.
That is pretty insane.
That is just... And who came up with that idea? Was it somebody that tripped and fell?
Well, the luge people, you know, go backwards, and somebody said, hey, why don't we go... You know, most times when you're a kid and you're sledding down the hill, you're doing it head first.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, when you're going down the run, I'm thinking somebody tripped and fell onto a sled and rode it all the way down and then thought... Dude, that was awesome.
Now, does anybody still do that? Does anybody still buy like a flexible flyer sled and go headfirst down a hill? Most of them are on tubes now, these tubing hills that you see. They're riding down on a big inner tube on their backs. That's not the same as going headfirst down.
I bought my daughter a big styrofoam flexible penguin. She goes face first.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay.
What's wrong with that?
Well, nothing. But the old days, we used to do it all the time that way. We didn't go out on tubes.
No.
We were on metal and wood. And if you crashed, it was usually pretty messy.
Oh, that explains a few things.
My dad came home from a business trip when I was a kid. He went to Austria, and one of the gifts that was sent back to him was a 4-man toboggan.
That's cool.
That the kids in my neighborhood, we had to work together. It was made of wood. You had to wax it
heavy,
like your skis.
Yeah.
And being the kid in the front stunk because all the snow came up. You had to steer it, and halfway down the hill, you couldn't see anymore. One of us rounded up a pair of ski goggles, and then when you got 4 people and the snow is packed, you travel a mile. We'd make like 1 or 2 runs. Ah, it's too much work. They'd bring it up to the hill. To heck with this. Let's go have some hot chocolate somewhere.
Nice. All right, so here's our overall count. The Nether regions is number 1 with 17 medals.
That would be the Netherlands.
Hmm? Russia has 16 medals. The United States has 16 medals. Norway has 14. And Canada has 14.
Yeah, but Norway doesn't care that they have 14. They lost the Nordic skiing events to Sweden. So they are in... They are in free fall. They are apoplectic.
I read an article that speed skaters went back to their old uniforms instead of their Under Armour uniforms, and the comments. Everybody's whining. It's not your uniform. It's you.
The American speed skaters whining about their uniforms. The Norwegian and some of the other cross country skiers whining about their skis, saying that the wax and the skis were wrong.
Listen, it's clearly a reflection of the Obama administration, why the Americans are just having such malaise in the Winter Olympics.
But
what do you mean? They're tied for third in the medal count.
We're making fun of this, but these are sports that are timed to 1/100 of a second.
Yeah.
That Bodie Miller downhill thing, the guy who got bronze was beaten out for the silver by 2/100 of a second.
Yeah.
So if your ski wax is not right,
yeah,
there's the 2/100 of a second right there.
NBC, speaking of Matt Lauer being a bit of a whiner, NBC, get this, Starbucks apparently is not an official Olympic sponsor, all right?
Okay.
So they can't have an official presence at the Olympics. That apparently didn't sit well with the people of NBC, so they smuggled in an entire Starbucks onto their compound at the Olympic Media Center for their 2,500 employees. Let's see here.
So they're carrying around the cups, and they're not supposed to be.
57 of the countries participating in the Olympics have fewer than 15 athletes. Starbucks has more contraband baristas in Sochi now than the majority of the countries have athletes. NBC had its own private Starbucks at every Olympic since the 2000 Olympics in Sydney. This is only the second time the host city doesn't have a Starbucks. Turin, Italy was the other. And apparently McDonald's isn't real happy about it because, you know, McDonald's competes with them for their coffee.
And McDonald's is paying millions of dollars to be an Olympic sponsor.
Absolutely.
I blogged about this. There is no way that Sochi is going to rival the Swiss Alps as a tourist destination. You can forget that.
No.
This is a. It's going to look more like Sarajevo without the war, that the Olympic Village is going to be largely abandoned and forgotten when this is done.
I think so, because why would you go to Sochi?
Well, Russians will still vacation there. They vacationed there in the past.
No, Sochi is a summer resort in Russia. Yeah. They're trying to make it a year-round place.
Right. But they'll still go there for the warmth and the palm trees. You don't get that many places in Russia where you can go for warmth and palm trees.
It's the packs of roving dogs that's going to do this in as an international place.
Did you see the report that they did on the, what do they call them, the nesting dolls, the... Prostroika dolls, the ones where one goes inside the other.
Right.
Did you see the story about how those are made?
No.
There is a little village 6 hours west, east. Yeah, 6 hours east, depending on which side of the sun you're on, of where the Olympics are. It's a little village that during the winter, there's no farming, of course, because they're literally socked in.
So they make these things. What else can we do? It'd be boring here without that.
And it is a huge industry for them. They make them by hand, and there's a huge resurgence of all this. Very cool. My mother-in-law went to Moscow several years ago and smuggled one back. This is before Perestroika and all the, the glasnost and all that stuff. So she's figured... Last but not least, here's something I know, Tom, you've been very, very concerned about. The average dress code for the Olympic figure skaters.
Mm-hmm.
How much do those outfits cost? Upwards of $5,000 each. And apparently they have to bring several outfits to the games.
Yeah, you don't want to go out there with perspiration stains on.
Apparently that is extremely, extremely expensive. So there it is. If you're planning on going out to the Olympics... Sequins ain't cheap, baby. Sequins ain't cheap. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News, lots more coming your way. Don't touch that dial.
This is Barack Obama wishing you a happy and healthy President's Day. And as my way of saying thank you, the first 200 people to call 1-866-MATTRESS get a free Serta sleeper king-size bed on me. No, I'm just screwing with you. That would be cool, though, wouldn't it?
Central Wisconsin's Badgers Sports Station, AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.